Shabbos Shkolim, Parshas Mishpatim, Shabbos Shkolim. To understand and explain the Mahalach of why Dafka is a Machtzis HaShekel, the meaning of Dafka Machtzis HaShekel, and we also know that the Parsha of Machtzis HaShekel that we read in Shabbos Shkolim is the beginning of Parshas Kisiso. Beginning of Parshas Kisiso, Parshas Kisiso is the Parsha of Chet Ha'egel, so there must be a tikkun, there must be a bechina of Machtin Refuah LeMaka that we have in the Parsha of Machtzis HaShekel, that's a Hakdama, beginning of Kisiso as a Hakdama, it's in the Refuah Koide LeMaka to the Chet Ha'egel. What's the Inyan? And what's the Inyan why Dafke is a bechina called Shabbos Shkolim? How does the scene of Machtzis HaShekel, what's the kesher between that and between Shabbos Kodesh? And Bechlal, how does this introduce the Inyan of Adar, Chodesh Adar, the Machtzis HaShekel? What kesher does it have with the Inyan of Adar? And with the Inyan of Purim, story of Purim? The Oymik Ha'inyan is Svasemis writes, the Hilkos Svasemis Chusi Yogan Aleinu, that the reason why the Rabban Shleinu was Metzavah the Machtzis HaShekel is the person should know that only half of him is down here. The other half of the person is up in Shemayim. In other words, Klal Yisrael has their Kesher, has their Shaykhs down here with the Oylam, Oylam HaZeh. But since we have a Neshama, and Neshama comes from the Oylam Lamala, is remaining therefore part of us is still connected to the Ma'ala. The Bnei Tzotzch, the Helig Bnei Tzotzch, explains that in Ruchnius, nothing moves from place to place. It's just Misrab, it stays where it is, and it projects further. The Neshama of Klal Yisrael, the Shoresh Ruchni of Klal Yisrael, is still up in Shemayim, but it projects further and further till it gets down here. And therefore the Bnei Tzotzch also says, that he doesn't say this, but Amaisa, the Indian of Nefesh, Nefesh is in Aramaic called Nofesh. Nofesh means a few Russian Rabbim, because Be'em says that there's two parts to the person. The Helig Mezhet Samagid writes it on a Asilach Shtei Chatzoytzeres Kesef. Shtei Chatzoytzeres, Chatzoytzeres spelled out the word Shtei Chatzoytzeres. In other words, Shtei Chatzoytzeres Kesef, Kesef, Chatzoytzeres is Chatzi Tzuros. We have a chatzi of atzura down here, chatzi of atzura up there, and therefore says the Heli Rebbe Rebef Chosi Yogan Aleinu that shtei chatzaytzer is kesef. Kesef is loshen kisufin. Since part of the yid is down here, part of the yid is up there, because therefore the part down here is mishtokik to the part up there, and the part up there is mishtokik to come down to the part down here. For every yid lemaisa is locked up and is connected and is rooted up in Shemayim. Odom is called the Eitz HaSodeh, and the Sfarim say a man is an upside down tree, an inverted tree. Down here, the tree has roots in the ground and grows upwards. However, the Odom is upside down, his roots are in Shemayim, and he grows down here. From all this, we see that Lemaisa, there's a chelik of every yid. That even the Sfarim is called the chelik that's called Kviya Vekayma. Kviya Vekayma means that nothing can budge it, nothing can move it, nothing can happen, nothing can be poigim. The worst avera in the world cannot be poigim. Even averas that are poigim very deep, and they can be poigim parts of our nefesh, and there's neshama, there's ruach, there's chai echida, there's various levels of nefesh and neshama. The highest level, nowhere, no pagam of no avera can ever reach there. That's the bechina that Moshe Rabbeinu is niskasha with the machtzis hashekel, Rabban Shalom showed him a matzbeah shel eish. That matzbeah shel eish is the half, the other half of the machtzis hashekel. It's the half in Shemayim, it's the half which is be'emes eish, which is kulei ruchni. And therefore it's a bechina of adal, think that Svasema says, is that oshel ha'yarbev adal ha'yamit. Because mitzad chilik of a person lamala, there's no difference between the osher and the oni. There's no chilik between them. So too down here, there's no chilik in the machzis hashekel between the osher and the oni. Mitzad the shorish of Klal Yisrael, everybody is mushrish in the same place. Everybody's mushrish with the neshama which comes from the kisei hakoven. And mitzad that, the osher and oni doesn't make a difference. So too in the half down, the machzis hashekel also doesn't make a difference. That's the nakuda of the kesha between Shabbos Shkolim and between the Indian of Shabbos and Shkolim. Because we know Shabbos is also Kviya V'Kaima. Kedusha Shabbos is a Kedusha that's Kviya V'Kaima. And the Kviya V'Kaima means that the Kedusha of Shabbos is so great that nothing can be poigim on the oimik of Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. It's Kayim, it's Chai V'Kaim. Nobody can budge it. So too, Sosema says this, so too, the Machzor Shekel shows that there's a half, another half of a person that's Kviya V'Kaima. That's fixed and nothing can budge it, nothing can be poigim it, nothing can move it. And that's the Indian of Shabbos Shkolim. Who made it the Machzor Shekel they used to buy korbanos with. What's the Indian of the korban? So the Indian of a korban is the Indian of the connecting the part of the person down here to the part of the person up here, up there. Just like we know that on the Mizbeach there was an Eish Shulamata, and the Gemara says in Yuma that there was an Eish that was Yored Min HaShemayim, Eish Min HaMala. The whole Indian of the Kevesh, of the ramp running up to the Mizbeach, the Balaturim writes in the dream of Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu passes by Yetze dreams, V'hine Sula Mutzavarza V'roisha Magia HaShemayimo, V'hine Malach Lekim Oilim V'yoridim Boy, connecting the Chelek Lamalo with the Chelek Lamata, there was a Sula Mutzavarza. And the Balaturim explains that the Sula Mutzavarza is the Kevesh, the ramp, that the Kohenim used to run up to get to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was a Machim that connected Lamalo Lamata. With the money, with the machzor shekel, which shows that only half of us are down here, the other half is up there. There they used to buy, with that they used to buy the korbanos tzibur, where the whole musig of the korbanos tzibur was the hiskashus of the chelik of lamata to the chelik of lamala. And this is a whole new ha'ara lefizeh in the whole inyan of korban. That the whole inyan of a korban is to show that there's still hope. However much a person was poigim down here, a korban is megala. That Lemaisa is still part of him up there, and the part of the Yid up there was never Nifkam. A Chet can't reach there, and that's the whole Ha'orah Chadasha we have now in the whole Indian of a Korban. That the whole Indian of a Korban was to make that connection to Lamala, and that's Mechaper. Because then it's Nizbara that whatever we did down here, that's not all of us. There's part of us that wasn't Nifkam from it, and the connection between Lamala and Lamata, which took place on the Mizbeach, that brought the Kapora to the person who brought up the Korban. There's still hope. That's the musig of a korban. Musig of a korban is even though you were poikim betachtoinim, but there's still hope in the leonim. Memela, with that we can understand. We can start understanding the story of Purim and to understand the wholeness of Purim. Klal Yisrael down here were poikim very badly, either the mishtachaveh to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. All the nation, Enem, Sadosim, Shal, Hachashverosh, whatever it was, there was a gzera that was decreed that because of their mitzvah down here, there was a gzera, Laharagal, Hashmid, Abed, Rahman, and Islam. Machzis HaShekel is a Makdim Rafu al-Makkah. Machzis HaShekel is the mitzvah that we have coming into Adar. Machzis HaShekel shows that we can only be poigim in half of us, but the other half of us, we can't be poigim. And when we can't be poigim in the chelik in the elyonim of us, so that brings the kapora, and that's why Shabbos Shkolim, which is Megalah this Indian, was a Makna Rafur Makkah, and that brought about the whole Yeshua on Purim, as we'll soon see inside. But the same reason why Shabbos Shkolim is a Hakdama, is a Makna Rafur Makkah to Purim, so too the parasha of Machzis HaShekel, which is written in Kisisa, is also a Bechina of Makna Rafur Makkah to the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel was a Chet again, we were poigim, Klal Yisrael was poigim very badly. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in bringing them, just to be a bekitza, not to be marach, in the inyan of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was megale a certain oimek, a certain sod in Klal Yisrael, where even the Chet HaEgel hadn't reached. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the bechina of ayin mecheinino. Moshe Rabbeinu elevated them to a darga which is completely hidden, it's ayin. And there it was nizgale, and there's still a chelik of Klal Yisrael that was never nifka. And therefore, the machzis HaShekel is a hakdoma to the Chet HaEgel. It's a makdim refuah the makdim to the Chet HaEgel. Because it's the other half that Moshe Rabbeinu found in Shemayim, that Klal Yisrael weren't nifkam even with the Chet HaEgel, that brought about the kapara. That same shkolim is also makdim refuah the makdim to Chodesh Adar. They were awesome. They were mishtachavah to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Oba, when it's nizgala, the kesha between the tachtoinim and the elyonim, that only half of us is down here and the other half is up there, because then it was poil the kapara for Klal Yisrael. And this explains us How old the Kitrugim of Haman, where the Gemara says in Megillah, the Haman was leka the yada lishna bisha ka Haman. Haman you have to be mekatrik. Haman you have to speak lashon hara against Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, Haman only goes as far as the chelik of Klal Yisrael betachtoinim. But the chelik of Klal Yisrael me'elyoinim, that when that wasn't his gala, is then Haman had no say in the matter. And the turn in the Megillah Esther, where it starts turning in Mordechai's favor, is from the famous pasuk Dalaila Ahu Nodadosh Shnas HaMelech. And the Gemara says in Megillah, Nodadosh Shnas HaMelech Betachtoinim, Nodadosh Shnas HaMelech Balyoinim. When it became a rash in Shemaim, it was Nezgala that even though down here, because of our Maisim, there was a Gzer Lahargal Hashmit. Oh, but nevertheless, we are rooted there in Shemaim. And in the Shemaim where we were rooted, is there the Kilkel, the Pegam, didn't come. And, you know, that was the Laila Hush, Nodadosh Shnas HaMelech, Balyoinim, Abatachtoinim. That caused the Rebbeinu Shlom to look at Klal Yisrael's matzav, to look at Klal Yisrael's shoyrish and the Elyonim, and that brought the Yeshua. Because in Yoinim Taka they weren't Nifkam. And therefore, similarly, just like we have a parallel of Nodadosh Nasamelech when Yoinim of Atachtoinim, we know that the whole Tikkun and the whole Kiyum of Kabbalah Satoira, of the story of Purim, of Kimul and Kiblu, and Chazal Darshan, Kimul Lamala Masha Kiblu Lamata. Again, you see the same parallel, that Kimul Lamala Masha Kiblu Lamata. Lamala, when it was Nizgala, the Klal Yisrael's potential, when it was Nizgala, the Klal Yisrael could do tshuva, when it's Nizgala, the whole shekel, in other words, the whole picture, the whole shekel, is that was the Yeshua of Purim. That's the Pel of the Gezach. That's what Bnei Soscha says, an unbelievable thing. Also based on the pasuk in Megillah Esther, where the pasuk says where Achashverosh keeps on telling Esther, Ad chatzi hamalchus v'siyahu, ma bakashasich, ad chatzi hamalchus. What's the meaning of chatzi hamalchus? So the Bnei Tzoscha Mamish writes the words that Bo haneshama misham lo'ilam azeim kol desh shorosh anish hashama mekoira. Person's neshama stays in Shemayim v'mekoir. And remainder therefore, says the Heilige Bnei Tzoscha, Mashadigdik ha-rosh ha-chashverosh Loima le esta malka b'chol k'pam ad chatzi ha-malchus v'inosin loch Loi rotza sh'yiyye malchus shleimav Loi rotza sh'tiyah avoydas Yisrael v'mesiris nefesh. In other words, he was makatrik the Rebbeinu Shlom should look at the chatzi ha-malchus. He should look at half, he should look at the nachtzis without the other half. We know that we have another half, and we're mishtoikik, and we're yearning to connect to the half, which is lamala, which is the half, which is the chet is never poigim. Achashverosh said, at chatzi hamalchus. He didn't want to maske, he didn't want to mention bechlal that there's another half, because the other half would be higher than his reach, and therefore he says, at chatzi hamalchus v'siyas. V'inosinlach. So Remeida, that's also pshat, in the Gemara Megillah, also a Mardik Gemara, and a Kafidus you saw, there could be, give us a Mardik Hezber into the famous Gemara Megillah, where when Zeresh, after Haman went home, after he had to take Achashverosh, where he had to take Mordechai on the horse, and he went home, Ovel, Chofei Roish. So the Gemara Megillah explains when his wife, Zeresh, and the Chachomim told him that he won't succeed against Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara there says, the famous Gemara, that Klal Yisrael, when we are Yoyred, we are Yoyred Adla Ofer, we go down all the way. However, when we're Oyla Adla Shemaim. In other words, when Klal Yisrael has to read Avada and Echanami, Chas V'Shomer, Mechman, Etzlan, they can go very low. However, nevertheless, when they're Oyla Adla Chachovim. This is what they told Haman, that Haman won't succeed, that Fakeg Haman, Ki Nofel Tipa Lefon of Haman is going to fall. Because Klal Yisrael, so what do they mean? What do they mean? That when Klal Yisrael go down, they go down. Adla Ofan, when they go up to Shemayim. What's the word? But according to what we're saying now, could be they explain the very tefillah after Haman. They explain to Haman that even though Enochanami Haman succeeded, that to get Klal Yisrael into a massive Yerud, and to get into Klal Yisrael into a massive of Nefila, and a massive where there was a Gzeira, Laharagal Hashmid. Oh, but nevertheless, when such a Gzeira comes out, Laharagal Hashmid, so then the Obis HaKdoshim and the Malachi Ashore, the Moshe Rabbeinu and Shemayim, comes a whole tumult, comes a whole rash. And through that rash, what's in this God? It's Nizgala that even though you're right, the Klal Yisrael down here, but Achtoinim have dropped Adla Ofar. Oh, but nevertheless, Belioinim, nevertheless in Shemayim, they're Oyla Adel Leoinim, they're Oyla Adel Kechovim. We saw the Chelik of Klal Yisrael, that's the Mala that nobody can ever get. So that's what they were telling them. They said that you've succeeded in breaking Klal Yisrael to such a point of the Haragala Hashmid, that it must be that it was Nezgala that they're now starting to go up to Shemayim. It must be because that's when it happens, when there's a terrible kitchen against Klal Yisrael, by the Chet HaEgel, the Moshul. So that's Nesoira, the Kesher, the Klal Yisrael, the Mushrish in Elyonim. Same thing over here by Purim. When such a bad Gezerah came, when there was no hope but Tachtoinim, is then what has to be Nezgala is the Chelik Elyonim, and that's that Klal Yisrael is Oila Adle Kechovim. And that's what they told Haman, Ki Nofel Tipa Lefanov. That's Shabbos Shkolim, that's the Hagdama to Chodesh Adar and to the Hagdama of the Nes of Purim. And mainly that we can also understand the Sod of Yom Kippur, the Tikkuni Zohar, that Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. On Yom Kippur it's the same thing. On Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael say Vidui, and the Kohen Gadol was Nizvade on the Soy for Klal Yisrael. On Yom Kippur it's Nizgale, the Mordika Shoresh of Klal Yisrael Bel Yoinim. When the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a Shtikel Yoinim, was a piece of Yoinim. The things in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Oren Einim in Amida, it wasn't a physical room Bechlal, it was a Ruchnistik room. It was a room that contained within it, that stored within it, that Shoresh of Klal Yisrael Bel Yoinim. And when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was Nizgala, there was all the Chatam and any sins that Klal Yisrael have accumulated b'meshach the year. Nevertheless, you go into a Mokim where you see a pure Klal Yisrael, where you see a Klal Yisrael without Chet, where you see a Rein Kehelig Klal Yisrael, and that's where he bought the Kapara. Himeila, it turns out that the same Bechinah, that's the Bechinah of Yom Kippurim. And therefore we know, when did Moshe Rabbeinu come down with the Luch HaShnias to be Mevasa, that Rabban Shalem was Mechaper, that was Moichel on the Chet HaEgel? He came down Taka on Yom Kippurim. When he came down from Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the news that with that Keilu, it was discovered, the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael Be'el Yoinim, that was never Nifkam, and therefore the Gzeira, and therefore the Rabban Shalem was Mevatel the Gzeira. When did he come down? He came down on Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is that day where it's Nizgala, that the sins of the Naveris of Klal Yisrael are not Poigim the whole Koima, they're not poigim from Hetel Toh of Klal Yisrael. They're not poigim the whole thing. We still have a Sheresh in Shemayim that they were never poigim. Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what we're celebrating in the whole Nes of Purim. So this is the Moedik, and this is also part of the Mishnichnas Adam Marva Mesimcha. Person can't be tzebrochen. As much as a person never chmon and slum was poigim, and a person must be very careful, chas v'sholem, not to be poigim. But even if a person, chas v'sholem, was poigim, so a person gets tzebrochen, a person gets broken, a person feels that all hope is lost, a person feels that he's mamish nothing. What ma beinoy lebein behema, ma beinoy lebein goy. What's he done? He's doing the same meisim as them. That brings him into atzus. Or a person has to know that fakir, chas v'sholem, that's only mitzad homon, who's leka deyoda lishna bisa, he's mekatrik, he pushes us down. Or the story of Homa of Purim is Megala, that is low chas v'sholem as a person who fell ad la'ofar, or but nevertheless he slays a shayrish in Shemayim, he slays a shayrish ad ha'kachovim, he has a shayrish ad ha'kachovim, and therefore mitzad the shayrish a person can always self-right himself, and mitzad the self-righting himself that brings a person moridik a simcha, when a person realizes that he slays part of him that's kodesh elakai neshomash nasatabi tahoirahi, and then he's machazik himself and he brings himself out of his depression, and he realizes that in the same way has even a chet Egel, even Chet HaEgel wasn't poigim in the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. Even the story of Purim wasn't poigim. There was a chelik of Klal Yisrael Bel Yoinim, where after Nodet Oshnas Melech Al Yoinim, it was Nizgala, the Gvaltik and Kedusha of a Yid, that Chet wasn't poigim. Is that brought them, that brought about the nest? That's the Simcha of Purim, that's the Chizuk, the Hisiris of the whole Chodesh Adar, Mishinichnas Adar, Marba Mesimcha. Not to get depressed, not to get Sebrochen. Person has a Yerida, he has to be careful and he has to be Mizvada, but when he climbs out, he has to realize that he can Faker it, he can climb even higher. Bal Tshuva can Zdoinis Nasus Kazochios. He can make his averus into mitzvahs. There's part of him that can still work very, very hard and work very far. There's another small oimik on this inyan, just to explain it a bit better. We know that a person is made up of a koima shlema. He has a head, he has a roish, and he has the rest of the body. And Chazal say that Haman and Amalek, they can only be mekatrig on the chelek of the goof of the person. They can only be mekatrig to try to sever the links that we have with the moichin and the roish. That's what Esav represents, and therefore Esav's head was chopped off. Because Klal Yisrael is a koima shlema. Klal Yisrael has no head chopped off. Klal Yisrael is a koyim shleima. We connected to the moichin, and mitzad the moichin we are very, very high, and that's why the parasha machtes hashechel is kisiso, it's roish b'nei Yisrael, v'nesias roish b'nei Yisrael, bringing out the koyches of the roish, bringing out the koyches of the roish, the koyches of the moichin of Klal Yisrael, the machshava of Klal Yisrael, the neshama sheba moichin Klal Yisrael, the neshama that's in the moyach, the moichin, the roish of Klal Yisrael is so high, is so pure, and that's where we get and that's what wipes out Amalek. And maybe therefore that's why the Indian of Mechias Amalek, Mechias Loshen of Moyach. When it's Nizgala the Moichin of Klal Yisrael, so that's the Mechias Amalek. So Amalek is like Esav, he tries to sever Chatzi Amalchus. He tries to sever the body from the head. Oba, the Parsha of Machtes HaShekel, the Parsha of Megala, only half of us is the Guf. The other half is the Neshama, Shama Sheva Moichi, the Roish. So the Parsha of Kisitsa Simi Megala, the Parsha of Klal Yisrael is a Koyma Shleima of a head and a body. So that's the beginning of Kisitsa Roish Ben Yisrael. Klal Yisrael realizes, Boch Hashem, we have a Nefesh, we have a Neshama Sheva Moichi, and we have a Koyach to learn Torah, we have a Helig HaSechel, a Sechel HaLaki to learn Torah. So the moichin that we have, that's the mechias amalek. That's what he's mekatrik. That all we have is meisim like any other nation. But when it's nesoirer, the kisisas roish ben Israel, is that brings the mechias amalek. Baruch Shalom should help us. We should be zeichah always to connect everything in gashmias to the bechin and ruchnias, because that's really what it's all, what Purim is all about. Connecting everything we do begashmis to ruchnis, that we should be connected to the chelik hatachtoinim, should be connected to the chelik hanyoinim, and we should always be megala that we are one shirish and we are one koima, and that's we, and we should be zoicham et Hashem makorav, olam v'shima atzim, nishpoit et haris of, v'hoysel Hashem amlucha v'mehera v'yameinu, amen.